Audio 3. It's Not Too Late. Possibility. Welcome. This is It's Not Too Late, the third of three Choosing You audios. This is not a promise that every circumstance can change. It is an invitation to consider what may still be possible within the realities of your life. This is for the woman who has wondered if she has missed her chance. The woman who thinks, maybe it is too late now. Maybe I should have done something sooner. Maybe I have left it too long. Maybe this is just my life now. Maybe I am too tired, too old, too far away from where I thought I would be, too committed to the roles I have built around me. And if you have had those thoughts, I want you to know something. They make sense. Sometimes life does not unfold the way we imagined. Sometimes years pass while we are surviving, coping, caring, building, managing, and adapting. Sometimes you look up and you realize you have been living in a way that just kept everything going, but did not fully include you. And that realization can bring grief. The grief of time past. The grief of choices not made. The grief of needs dismissed. The grief of not having understood yourself more clearly sooner. The grief of wondering what might have been different if your own knowledge, feelings, and values had been given more room. So before we speak about possibility, let's not rush past that. It's okay if part of you feels sad. It's okay if part of you feels angry. It's okay if part of you feels tired. And it's okay if part of you wishes you had done things earlier or seen things sooner. You do not have to turn everything into a positive lesson. You are allowed to tell the truth about what it has cost you. But I want to offer you this. The time that has passed is not proof that nothing can change. The fact that established responses have continued for years does not mean they must determine every future choice you make. The fact that you may only be beginning to understand something now does not make that understanding meaningless. What are you noticing now that could still matter in your life? And now, what matters? Possibility does not always arrive as excitement. Sometimes, possibility arrives as restlessness, or as longing, or as anger. Sometimes it arrives as the sentence, I cannot keep doing this. Sometimes it arrives as a small part of you wondering, what if there is another way? And that question matters. Even if the answer is incomplete, uncertain, or not available yet. Even if you do not know how. Even if part of you wants to shut it down quickly because hoping feels too risky. So gently notice, what have I decided is too late for? What have I ruled out before I've even allowed myself to want it? What part of me have I dismissed? What possibility have I pushed away because I could not see the whole path? Because that is often what happens. We can confuse not knowing how with having no permission to explore. We think we need certainty before we take a step. We think we need confidence before we move. We think we need a whole plan before we are allowed to admit what we want. Self-trust does not require complete certainty. It may be strengthened as you learn to recognize and give due consideration to what you genuinely know, feel, and value, while remaining open about what you do not yet know and what your circumstances allow you to do. This is not the whole staircase. This is one small step, one conversation, one boundary, one pause, one decision, one moment where you stop using the past as proof that your future has to stay the same. It is not too late to hear yourself more clearly. It is not too late to understand what has shaped you. It is not too late to give more careful attention to what you know, feel, and value. It is not too late to want something different. Where meaningful choice is available, it is not too late to include yourself more fully in it. And no, that does not mean everything will be simple. It does not mean there will be no fear. It does not mean everyone will understand. It does not mean you will never wobble. You are still allowed to respond with honesty. Some circumstances may remain constrained, difficult, or outside of your control. Possibility does not deny those realities. It simply asks what may still be understood, reconsidered, or chosen within them. Not pretending the past did not happen. Possibility is the moment you stop treating the past as the final word in your life. So take a breath and ask yourself gently, what might still be possible for me? What have I been afraid to hope for? What would I explore if I did not have to commit to anything yet? What might I consider if I gave my own knowledge, feelings, and values meaningful participation in my next step? You do not need to answer perfectly. You do not need to make a decision today. You do not need to know where this will lead. Just let that question open a small space. Maybe there is something you want more of. Maybe there is something you want less of. Maybe there is a truth that you are ready to stop carrying alone. Maybe there is a way of living that would reflect your developing understanding more honestly than the one you have been trying to make acceptable. And maybe the beginning is smaller than you think. A sentence written down, a boundary noticed, a conversation imagined, a need named, a truth admitted. That counts. Because including yourself in your choices is not one dramatic moment. It can be a continuing practice. It can mean listening before you dismiss what you know, feel, or value. It is noticing the old pattern and pausing before you follow it. Over time, repeated choices informed by developing self-knowledge may strengthen self-trust and your relationship with yourself. So as this audio comes to a close, understand this. It is not too late. Not because you can control everything, not because change is always easy, but because you are still here. You are still noticing. Your knowledge, feelings, and values are still allowed meaningful participation in what comes next, even where your options are restricted. And it is not too late to listen more carefully to yourself. When you are ready, open the reflection page. Write what seems possible from where you are now, even if it is small, especially if it is small. Know yourself, trust yourself, choose for yourself.